with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy Show.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grilling Guy Show every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network, part of the Cumulus Broadcasting System. The Grilling Guys have moved north, and we apologize if you're hearing this. We've had some technical difficulties out here because we are literally out in the rodeo grounds putting on the show today, helping raise some money for the Sandy Corley Memorial Run and the cancer. So it's a great day. We are outside. As soon as we get done with this gig, we're going to be firing up grills and smoking up raw. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, what's cooking is we'll have to talk about what was cooking last night because we got a guy with us here that was eating some of those fixings. But welcome, welcome, welcome. WTCM, the Super Talker 580, Traverse City. We're so happy to be in Traverse City, one of the best foodie markets on the planet. And if you go to the Grilling Guys Facebook page, you can see a little picture I posted. That's a satellite shot of Michigan, the Mitt.
Uh-huh.
Okay? It's a gorgeous picture. Go to Facebook.com/TheGrillingGuys and take a peek. Like our page, but take a peek at that map because I stumbled on it. One of my friends posted it, and I just love this state. And that I got so many hits on that. All my friends are clicking on it going, wow, that's beautiful. I love it.
Yep. And we're going to move a little bit south right now and try to take advantage of technology while we can. And I understand we have Gwen Lesperance from Fen Valley Winery on the line. Gwen, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, Gwen, can you hear us? We're struggling to hear you a little bit. Could you speak up again, please?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Well, our back feed's really crummy, Gwen, and I apologize, but we're going to be seeing you next weekend. And can you tell everybody about the event that's going on at Fen Valley? And I'm not sure if she's talking or not because we lost our feed again. So anyway, Gwen, I'm so sorry. We're gonna beat the phone man when he comes around here because I think he twisted the wrong wires together or something. Anyway, enough of our problems. We do have with us live in the flesh the one and only Charlie Fisher. Hi, Charlie. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
And Charlie is host extraordinaire. He's the one that invited us up here, invited me up last night to cook for the group here and all of his band friends. And he's this guy is pretty notorious. He travels around the state and actually around the country. He's got several companies, but one of them you put basically beer lines and soda lines in for restaurants and pubs, and that's a growing business with all the microbreweries coming in. I would imagine you're putting a lot of lines in these days.
It's pretty much exploded right now. I mean, we're on 9 job sites throughout the United States right now.
So Charlie, I've known Charlie for a long time. We've got a lot of mutual friends. He's got a bar in west side of Grand Rapids called Putt Putt's, which is a legendary place, and I used to live on the west side. So he's just one of those guys you gotta like because west siders stay together. But Charlie is deeply involved in this Sandy Corley Memorial Run. Why don't you tell everybody just in a couple minutes, if you can, what this event's about and how much money we're going to raise.
This started 24 years ago. Sandy passed away from cancer, and a few people got together. And I'm not even sure there were 20 riders that did the first event. And they just got together. They had a party and tried to raise some money for cancer awareness.
Tell us who Sandy is.
Sandy used to own Sandy Corley, Harley-Davidson, up in Fremont, Michigan. Which is being still run to this day by his wife, Marilyn, who is the boss of all bosses. His son, Rick, and the rest of the kids are all working. And, you know, it's a family atmosphere inside there.
It's a big Harley shop up in Fremont, Michigan, which is kind of triangulated. We're not all that far from there right now, actually. We're over near the Lake Michigan shoreline, about a half hour, 40 minutes north of Muskegon. in a little town called Rothbury, and we're up in asparagus country, and we're out in a rodeo grounds right now. But you've got, what's this, 200 acres out here, maybe?
At least.
And it's jam-packed full of motorhomes and travel trailers
and
utility trailers, and every one of those guys has a Harley or two.
At least. And the irony in all that is that we're actually cutting down the fence because we have to add on to it because we've run out of room.
Yeah.
And they were still coming in late last night, and one of the guys come up to me behind stage. He goes, we're still pulling people in, and we've never had a crowd this size before.
I pulled in last night. I thought it was at Woodstock. I mean, it was way bigger than what I imagined.
And by the way, we have to take a step back because I'm still hearing about what a wonderful job you did last night on the grill.
Oh, thanks. So yeah, well, it was lots of fun.
They appreciated it very much.
Well, that's all your fault.
Those were all the Forgotten Eagle people, which is what you'll be working with, you know, with the Worst Fest, and they're... Harley Group used to be with Rolling Thunder. We've kind of left Rolling Thunder. We started a chapter here in Michigan called Forgotten Eagles. And, you know, our mission statement is to take care of POWs, MIA families from all the wars and future, present. You know, it doesn't matter. And they, you know, they work their butts off. We run the beer tent. They're going to be running the beer tent come down to the Worst Fest. And you met them all last night. They're pretty impressive people.
Yeah, they're really a great group of folks. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We are up north Michigan in Rothbury, Michigan. We are at the 24th annual Sandy Corley Memorial, and it's a giant fundraiser. It's turned into a super large event, but it's to raise money for cancer.
Charlie, if somebody wanted to still swing up here today, what's today's events look like?
Today's events, there's a run going on. Our cancer run will be going on this afternoon, and then tonight we have another lineup of bands. We had one in last night, which were incredible, and then we had Foghat after that with Charlie Hune. Tonight we have Eddie Money. We have a couple of the tribute bands coming in tonight, and it's just... You know, the beer tents will be flowing by noon, and it's just a party. We got, I'm guessing right now, we got to be a little over 3,000 mark on just campers right now, and that doesn't include everybody that's just coming in for the day.
Yep, so if I wanted to come up and watch the concert this evening, I could grab a ticket. I don't have to be camping here to do that, right?
You do not have to grab. You can do whatever you'd like. We come up to the front gate, and I'll have somebody up there until midnight tonight.
If you're going to get a spot to camp today, you're going to be cramping.
It's pretty tight
back there.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, the smile never came off his face yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he just had a blast.
Well, it just, I don't know, it was reminiscent of so many different scenarios. It was nothing I envisioned at all.
Yeah.
And I could not find you. I got here, and this guy runs around here like a freaking jackrabbit. I mean, they've got this guy hustling. He's on a little golf cart taking care of thousands of people. But we are having fun, and we're hoping that we can help raise a little money for this cancer research. And the money is going specifically to who?
To the cancer research facility at Hackley.
At Hackley.
And what we've done...
And that's Hackley Hospital in Muskegon, Michigan.
We broke the $1 million mark a couple years ago, a money that we'll give, and... Last year we raised $117,000.
And everybody's having fun in the process.
Yeah.
I saw some sweet bikes here. Yeah, I did. I saw some sweet bikes here last night. There was this one, it's like a fat boy or something sitting over here with this very attractive model on it, and everybody's getting their pictures taken with it.
Yes.
I was half tempted to, but, you know, my wife's out of town, and I just didn't think that'd be appropriate.
Yeah, but what goes on at Corley stays at Corley.
So, yeah, well, not know. If it's on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, we have scheduled Diana Stamfler from Promote Michigan. Whether we get her or not, it's a crapshoot with the technology. So you may be hearing more musings of Bob and Randy as we move forward. But
sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all we can do. We're making do with what we've got. And maybe Brian Madla from Bite Insurance will join us as well. But we're the Grilling Guys. We're on statewide. We're smoking up your backyard. Hope you're having a great day. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.